Proverbs 3:21. So now we kind of switch gears here a little bit and really get back to what Solomon had begun to speak of in verse 13. Proverbs 3:21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So we just got done having a little meteorological lesson there with the clouds dropping down the dew. Now we're going to get back to talking about wisdom. So we'll look at the first clause, first of all. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Now the them in the verse refers to wisdom and understanding. And in verse 13, Solomon had begun talking about the man finding wisdom and understanding is happy, is blessed. Right? Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. And then in the remaining verses there, or the subsequent verses, 14 through 18, then he gave the reason why the man that gets wisdom and understanding is blessed. And we talked about that in the previous weeks. Then Solomon then extolled again wisdom and understanding in verses 19 and 20, which we just read, we just covered tonight. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth and understanding, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. Now he goes and he gives additional... I'm losing my train of thought here. So he extolled wisdom there in 19 and 20, showed that the Lord used him to create the universe. Then in verse 21, which we're looking at presently, Solomon again exhorts his son to lay hold on wisdom and understanding. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep sound wisdom and discretion. Then in verses 22 through 26, which we'll get to later, he gives the additional benefits and blessings that accrue to the man that gets and retains wisdom. So he kind of, he teaches you a bit about wisdom and understanding, says it's a blessing, tells you the reasons why, and then he starts again and he tells you to get them and let them not depart from your eyes, and then he again gives you some reasons for that. So it's good teaching, because in order to teach you, you start, you give the instruction, and then you repeat and confirm it. So in order to possess the blessings of wisdom and understanding, we must let them not depart from our eyes. So there are two ways that we can do this, physically and spiritually. So we can physically not let them depart from our eyes, because wisdom and understanding come from the Word of God. Proverbs 2:6, it says that for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So the Bible comes from the mouth of God, right? Wisdom from the Bible comes from the mouth of God, from the Word of God. So if we continually read the Scriptures, then we will literally not let them depart from our eyes. They will remain in the sight of our eyes, because when you're physically looking at it, they're in front of your eyes, right? So that's the first way, is the physical way. Let them not depart from thine eyes. But then secondly, spiritually, we don't want to let wisdom and discretion depart from our eyes as well. And the eyes represent our understanding. In Ephesians 1:18, Paul said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Okay, you don't need to turn there, but that's just what that says. So the eyes represent the understanding. And that's the reason why when you understand something, now don't look at the outline, when you understand something, like when the light bulb goes on, what do you say? Like if I explain something to you, and then you say, oh, I
get it.
Or I
understand.
Or I see, right? I see, right? Right? So the understanding is represented by the eyes. Oh, I see, right? Right? So that starts to make some sense here, right? So by keeping, you see now, right? Now by keeping wisdom and understanding in our thoughts, in our mind's eye, so to speak, we don't let them depart from us. So if we keep them in our understanding, right, if we keep them in our mind, then we are not letting them depart from our eyes in that sense, right? So in other words, we should always be thinking about how to be wise. This is what Solomon is exhorting us to do. So read the Bible and then keep them in your heart. Keep the precepts of God in your heart and try to live them out. And then you're not letting them depart from your eyes. And then the second clause there. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So there are two different types of wisdom, and I think we've been over this in this study already. There's the wisdom of God and the wisdom of this world. And two verses right in a row here will tell us about, identify both types of wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. It says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So there's the one type of wisdom. And then in verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. See, there's both wisdoms right there in the one verse. The wisdom of God and the world by wisdom, the worldly wisdom, right? Please God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So two wisdoms there. Wisdom of God, wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world is devilish. James tells us that in James 3 and verse 15. So anytime you have worldly wisdom, whether it's in philosophy or in the educational system or telling you how to go about to get all the goodies you can in this life and to step on other people as you walk up the ladder and whatever you have to do and screw people and cheat people and anything like that, that's the wisdom of this world, and that's devilish. That comes from Satan. James 3 and verse 15 says, but this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Now, whereas the wisdom of this world is devilish, the wisdom of God is sound wisdom. Because Solomon tells us there, in the verse we're looking at, keep sound wisdom and discretion. So the wisdom he's encouraging us to keep is the wisdom of God, and that wisdom is sound wisdom. Sound is in full accordance with fact, reason, or good sense, founded on true or well-established grounds, free from error, fallacy, or logical defect, good, strong, and valid. So God's wisdom is true. It is in accordance with reality, right? It's in accordance with fact. It's not in error. So anytime you find wisdom that is that does not conform with reality, it's not God's wisdom, right? If you have philosophy that doesn't conform to reality, the way things actually are, it's not God's wisdom. If you have an economic thought, an economic teaching that doesn't conform to the way things actually are, it's not godly wisdom. It's not godly understanding of how the world actually works. It's the wisdom of this world. We've already defined wisdom many times as basically making good decisions, right? But choosing the best means to the best ends. So we must keep sound wisdom, wisdom that is true, good, and free from error if we are to experience the blessing that comes from it. Now he also tells us to keep discretion, keep sound wisdom and discretion. Discretion is the action or of separating or distinguishing or condition of being distinguished or disjunct. Separation, disjunction, distinction. Secondly, it's the action of discerning or judging, judgment, decision, discrimination. Thirdly, these are all the different primary definitions of it. Its ability to discern or distinguish what is right, befitting, or advisable, especially as regards one's own conduct or action. The quality of being discreet, discernment, prudence, sagacity, circumspection, sound judgment. Now, discernment was defined by discreet there. It's the quality of being discreet. Discreet is showing discernment or judgment in the guidance of one's own speech and actions, judicious, prudent, circumspect, cautious, especially that can be silent when speech would be inconvenient. So when you say somebody is discreet, you often are describing them where they can keep their mouth shut. Right, where they don't reveal secrets, or they don't say it would be foolish to tell everything you know, or you know that you say a person is discreet. He has discretion. He knows when to speak and when not to speak. So wisdom enables a man to make sound decisions. That's the definition. Discretion enables him to know when to act and when not to act. So when wisdom and discretion are kept together, then it will make you the wisest person, right? Because you will know how to make good decisions, and then you will know when to make the decisions, when to act on that good decision that you've made, and maybe when to hold back on it, when to act and when not to act. So that takes care of Proverbs 3:21.